From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. As the baby boom slouches toward retirement, fortunes are being made in products that provide a lift. Think Botox, Viagra. And now, as Kelly Wilkinson reports from San Francisco, a way to beat the staircase.
Despite a pair of bad knees and a heart condition between the two of them, Dorothy and Ted Kitt are determined to stay put as they get older, even though the house they've lived in for 30 years is perched high atop a San Francisco hill and includes several flights of stairs.
Pop in. You don't have to do anything except press the button to do whatever okay. You want to go in.
In the Kitts' home, a door that looks like it might open onto a closet of mops or coats actually opens onto the cab of a home elevator. Once a luxury status symbol, the contraptions may become a more middle-class mainstay. More senior citizens and aging baby boomers just behind them are deciding it's a justifiable investment if it means they can stay in their homes for longer. Jim Quinley is general manager of the residential elevator division at ThyssenKrupp Access, makers of the most popular home elevator in the country. He describes the growing market.
We've seen it over the last 5 years. It's more than doubled.
And it looks like that pace could even quicken. Nearly 80 million baby boomers will be 65 or older by the year 2030. Home builders are already catering to their needs. Nina Gruen is principal sociologist at Gruen, Gruen & Associates, a real estate consulting group in San Francisco.
The baby boomers and the generation just a little bit older than they are have all experienced more or less their parents or their grandparents in assisted living and nursing homes, and pretty much have made up their mind they don't want to go there.
In an AARP survey, 83% of homeowners age 45 and older said they want to stay where they currently live for as long as possible. Elevator companies are happy to help, and they've come up with new models that are smaller and cheaper than the old luxury or commercial standards. New elevators can fit in an area the size of a closet and start at $15,000 to $20,000. Not an insignificant amount of money, but Gruen says it's much less than the cost of moving.
And if it means the difference about your being able to stay where most people want to in their present homes or moving into a institutional setting, it just isn't probably that big a deal.
Industry representatives would like elevators to be thought of as snazzy upgrades like gourmet kitchens and swimming pools. Jim Quinley of ThyssenKrupp Access makes a comparison to something even more mundane.
Think back 40 years ago. If you were building a new house, one of the amenities that you probably couldn't even have gotten or would have paid a huge premium for was a thing called a garage door opener. We see home elevators certainly along that lines because it enhances your lifestyle.
Which would make Dorothy and Ted Kitt pioneers in this trend.
It beats moving, believe me.
It's really been a mainstay of staying here. And I'm happy for it because it's a unique house that I want to stay in for the rest of my life.
Proving you're never too old to be upwardly mobile. For NPR News, I'm Kelly Wilkinson.